Callum into the next round of the FA Youth Cup. What do you make of that performance tonight?
Really pleased. Genuinely, I get a bit of stick for being overwhelmingly positive this time. What do you think, Schla? You're a little bit, be a bit too happy. Level things out. No, delighted. I thought we were excellent tonight. And I think you saw a lot of our principles and our identity and what we were sort of encouraged to do. But there was a professionalism about the approach that I think we were worthy of the scoreline. But more importantly, we were very, very solid in the clean sheet. I'll be smiling about for the rest of the week, to be honest, because that was big for that group of players.
5-1 in the last round, 6-0 in this one. Did you see improvements from the last round?
Yeah, but I thought we played well in the last round. I think you can get wrapped up in scorelines and the way games go. These are really tough sort of competitions. So you want to analyse tonight. It was always going to be an absolute cup tie for 15, 20 minutes because they're going to throw everything at you. They have the goal disallowed from the set piece. They put the ball on you. They run at you. And it has that cup mentality when you're away. What we talked to our lads about, you can see we're really solid. I thought our off the ball tonight was tremendous. Why go and chase the ball around? Why go and chase the ball around? Let's be really solid. And you saw that on the counter to go 1-0 up. That changes the dynamic of the game. The professionalism of the lads to go 2-0 on 44 and a half minutes. And then we talked about the way we start the second half. The tie's dead on 48, and then you get your scoreline in the last 15 minutes. I'm delighted. It's as good an FA Youth Cup performance that I've seen from our players, because unless you've been in that dressing room and unless you've been in these ties, you don't know what it is. So I'm ecstatic for the lads and the way they went about it.
We talked in the last round about the importance of that goal just before half time. It was to make it 2-1 in the last round, but to make it 2-0 in this. And again, it was a massively important goal before the half time whistle.
These lot are good at managing games, this group. I mean, you can hear them. They are loving it in there, and they should do. It's been really hard for us. Pre-season's been really hard. The challenges you face, I mean, what we managed to deliver on the sort of money we're able to spend with the facilities we've got, you know, we punch above our weight consistently. So when you have the season that you've had last year, you're expected to go and deliver certain things that at times can be unrealistic. These lot don't buy into that. They just keep doing it, they keep doing it. But their biggest strength is that they're absolutely... they're mature, they're professional in their approach. So to score that goal at half-time, they were absolutely delighted. And I feel horrible. Leighton Kendrick's come to shake my hand here, and he's been absolutely top draw tonight. So I've just killed him off. So I've got to tell him that I love him to bits.
Back onto the field. Will Goodwin must have broke some sort of record tonight.
So he's he's come on. Lloyd, he was struggling sort of with cramp at the end, and Lloyd Marsh Hughes has sort of come off. We put Will as a number nine. Tom Ruffer's desire to chase the loose ball, and he ends up bundling it up with his first touch. Somebody might know the second. There's got to be some stat. You've definitely got a mate. You have got a mate with a stopwatch.
I'll try.
Watch this game. Hey, I can think of someone to sit up here right, and be able to time the game and tell us how long it is from coming on the pitch to scoring. So delighted for Will, but delighted for our group. So when you look at that 18s, people immediately jump and they'll go Lloyd Marsh Hughes and Kane Oakes have been in around the first team. I thought Deion Jones was colossal for us at centre-half tonight. And having him back in the team, we missed him last week, is something else for us. What he brings to the table as a defender and all action, he settles those sort of down around him. Stuart Crilly gets his two goals. I could reel off performances now, and I hate doing it as individuals. Stuart Crilly was outstanding and deserved to score the goals that he got. So I'm just delighted for the group of players, delighted for Will, delighted for everyone. Shall I just keep saying delighted? I feel like I need to keep levelling it out, you know what I mean? Tell everyone how happy I am, because I really was for the lads and the performance they put in.
And into the hat for the next round. Now, I don't think I've seen a draw yet, but this is Chester FC. I wonder who we're going to get in the next round. What do you want in the next round?
I think we'll get a team. We'll get Boston away, won't we? We'll get Boston away or someone away with a Monday early hours kickoff, who play in blue, white and yellow stripes that we won't have a kit for, and that don't have the facility to have a team bus within 3 miles. That's who we'll get. I'm just going to enjoy this evening. Really proud of the players, proud of the way they've overcome some challenges. I feel like tonight might be a massive night for us when we look back. So we'll enjoy the draw. I think it'll be Friday, 12 o'clock. I'm assuming it'll be live on Talks, but no, I'm joking. Really enjoy it and look forward to who we get. I know who I want, but anyone at home, because nobody's going to want to play us now. So I'll have my little sort of guess at who we might get. But how about we enjoy this evening, praise the players, because they're incredible. I think the world of those lads. They are. They're so good around the place. What they are, some of the things they have to contend with. It's not easy. It's not easy, especially to have played the two rounds earlier. The way they've dealt with that and be back where we would have been sort of 12 months ago. Please don't understate that they've come and put a hell of a performance in, and I'm delighted for everyone, the staff, the players, that we're in the next round. So right, let's not get carried away, but let's say we're two wins from the first round proper, and I can't wait for the draw Friday, and I can't wait to get back out there in a fortnight.
Callum, well done tonight.
Cheers, lads, nice one.